Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good glorious day to you. Randy Dean with you, the No BS Bishop, and it is a delight to be with you. It is my honor, my privilege to get this time with you, and thank you for the honor and privilege of your time. I know that your time is precious. I know that it is a gift that you have to spend day by day, so I don't take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this half an hour with me, and I am delighted to bring to you an ongoing lifelong theme that is Alive to Love. The No BS Bishop is here to talk to you about being alive to love. All other lesser values are potential BS. And, you know, if you need to know what that means, BS can be bait and switch if that's what it takes to hold your attention. I'm not here to bait and switch on you. I want to tell you the absolute truth about being alive to love. There's no doubt in my mind that everybody listening to me, including the fellow that's talking to you, has a lot of room to grow when it comes to the subject of love. Every one of us are in some form or another in a love deficit, meaning there are people, there are circumstances in life that have been spending our love bank account, and our love account has run into the red. It's gone into the negative ledger. I'm on the receiving end of a lot of things in life because I have chosen to lead with love. When you lead with love, then people come along and they say, hey, I think I'll just write a check out of your bank account of love. So I get it. I understand it. I don't regret it one bit, because I'd rather live for love and fail than to live for nothing and succeed. I hope you caught that. I'd rather live for love and fail than to live for nothing and succeed. My life is here to be an example and an experience of how to be alive to love. I trust that you join me here and listen in intently so that you too can design and dream your way into a life that is alive to love. Let's dive into some subjects that matter in relationship to this. I'm kind of multitasking here, holding some notes in my hand and making a couple of notes to myself, so bear with me. I believe that God is looking for each and every one of us to give him one little handful of change that we want to make every day. I don't believe that God wants you to change your entire life in one day. When it comes to the subject of love, it is impossible. It is not even reasonable to think about changing your entire love life in one day. All you need to do is change one handful at a time. AA talks about living your life one day at a time. There's a lot of wisdom in that. But I also believe that when it comes to other subjects in our life, you just need to take one handful, one grip of something in your life and change that. Make it different than what it's been over the last several days, several weeks, several years, and take that one little moment, that handful of life, and change it. I am convinced that if you'll give God a handful of change, he'll give you back a full acre of life. God doesn't change everything instantly, but he does change one thing instantly if you give it to him. And once you give him that one handful, he'll give you back more than you could even begin to dream or imagine. So don't be afraid. Don't step away from any given opportunity to give God one handful of change. If it's loving your job, let's talk about something eminently practical like that. If it's loving the job that you have in front of you, then make sure that when you go at your job today or tomorrow or whatever day it is there or time it is that you go at your job, go at it with one handful of change, whether it's to arrange your desk if you're a person at an office, or if it is in a workspace of some description. Change it with the idea in mind that you're going to love your job at one place where you work. If it's the desk or a workshop or a delivery truck or a kitchen counter or a pizza shop, whatever it is, love that one spot. Love that one spot. I have often told people through the years, if you're gonna work at a burger joint, if you're gonna flip burgers, then be the best burger flipper on the planet. Flip those hamburgers with love. Make sure every hamburger you build has been built with love. And it's a one day at a time. It's a one moment at a time challenge. Give God one handful of change, and He'll give you back an acre of life. Here lately, I've been contemplating two purposes as it relates to a lot of my goals. 2020 is a new year, and I love coming at a new year with some fresh ideas like many of you. I could talk about that, I suppose, for the next half hour, but I don't want to get distracted. So there's two things that I'm attempting to manage in my life well right now. And one is to design, and the next is to dream. And not necessarily in that order, to design and to dream. To design and to dream. We are we're a good culture for ideas. I love Western culture in that regard, and I love the internet in that regard. Feng shui is one of those phrases that's pretty popular over the past several years about making sure that the space you live in, the room that you're often attending to in work or at home, maybe make sure there's a feng shui about it, which means that there's a pleasant atmosphere around you. Build your atmosphere, design, and make sure the design around you is friendly to your particular vibe in life. Make sure that there are things around you that remind you of goodness and happiness and peace and serenity. That may be overly simplistic, but it is very, very important that we each and every one of us have an atmosphere that encourages us, that it inspires us. So design your life. Now let's talk about love. Let's design our life toward love. Design your life toward the idea that love matters. Love matters in every activity. Love matters in every relationship. Love matters even when you're all alone. To be loved isn't to be in the presence of somebody at all times, but to be loved is to simply sit back and design your life around being loving to yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself is what Jesus said. So if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, maybe you ought to take a bit of an inventory of how you're treating yourself. How you talk to yourself, how you manage your and design your daily love for self. So design your life, design your love. Sit down and make a list of what it looks like to be loved and loving. Make a list of ideas. Get your thoughts stirred toward the unusual, the extraordinary. If you've always said, I love you one way, then say, I love you in another way. If you've never, I do this often. I've said this before on the broadcast. If you've never taken the dare of slowing down your expressions of love toward whether it's a family member or a spouse or just a good friend, if you've never slowed down enough to just pause, take a deep breath, look them straight in the eye and say, hey, I love you. If you've never done that, man, that's an adventure. That it is. It's disconcerting. I'll grant you that. It'll give you the heebie-jeebies. It'll give you a moment of, oh, I don't know if I can do this or not. But go ahead and try it. Look somebody right in the eye. And again, somebody you know, somebody that you really have an expression of love for. And this can be anybody. It can be your significant other, your spouse. It can be your child. It can be your grandchild. It can be a good and dear friend, somebody that's not going to run away thinking, who the heck are you looking me in the eye like that? It's somebody you know, somebody you have some experience with. Give them the benefit of your time, even if that time is the 10, 15 seconds that it takes to slow down life, look them in the eye and say, I love you. This is on the design side. I said I've got two things to talk to you about today, to design and to dream. So on the design side, sit down and make a list of ideas of how to design and create love and a loving atmosphere around you. And again, you can do that for yourself. Make sure that you're designing a routine internal dialogue that is loving, that it's self-loving, that you're treating yourself but the kind of love that you would really think that would be important for you to receive. Well, the first person that's going to give you love is going to be you. So design your love in a way that is compatible to building your life upward and not downward. Somebody once said, you know, if you had a friend that talked to you the way you talk to you, you'd get rid of that friend. Some of our internal conversations are so damning, so cursing, so repulsive, so harsh, so judging, so shaming. We talk to ourselves in ways that we would never talk to somebody else. And yet we do it routinely. We do it daily. We do it with reckless abandon. And then we wonder why our emotions are sagging. We wonder why our hearts are drooping. Well, we've done an awful lot of internal damage. Design your love for yourself in a way that's constructive, that's encouraging, that it's strengthening to your self awareness and your self prosperity. And by prosperity, I don't mean money. I mean to be at peace, to be with an abundance of heart and love for life. So design your love. Give yourself to be a designer. Make a journal of it. Make a list of it. Every day, sit down and make some note to self. This is how my love's going to look today. This is what I'm going to be about as I go about my life to love. All right, now the second part of this, it's just two parts today. One is design your love, and the second part of this is to dream, to allow yourself to dream out toward something better than you're living now. Be sure that your hopes are not sagging routinely. I get it. Every one of us have moments where our hopes have been jumped on, beat up, kicked, and thrown around roughshod, and we just feel like, man, I'm tired of hoping right now. That's okay. You can spend a moment or two, maybe even a day or two, dealing with your beat up hopes, but don't live there forever. Don't live there long. Get your hopes up. Hope is one of those energies that life just shouldn't be without. It's like drinking water. You're going to have a drink of water now and then. You're going to have a good, long drink of hope now and then, because hope is that thing that keeps our energies positive. It keeps our eyes upward, and it keeps us dreaming. So when it comes to the subject of love, to be alive to love, we need to cut the BS. Cut it out. Stop telling yourself lies about love, like I'll never love again, or love hurts too much. Stop BSing yourself like that. You are absolutely worth the effort of being loved and to love. Dream your way toward love. Dream your way toward being more loving. Dream your way toward being loved. There is a subject matter I'm going to get to in just a moment about how we often are it just gets very easy to slump our way into a flatline kind of life. We build security around us. You can say, well, how do you know so much about this? Well, first of all, I've lived life for 66 years, and so I know a few things about some of the negative things I can do to myself, but I've also been a pastor for almost a half a century, and I understand what people do when it comes to slumping and walking away from hopes and dreams, whether it's with love or any other matter, and then we just live this flatline existence where we build around us all the safety we can build, we build around us all the heavy emotional walls we can build to keep people out, to keep people from hurting us. You know, the more you build a wall to keep people from hurting you, you've got a wall there that's going to keep people from loving you. There is an old adage about life that hurting people hurt people. Well, sometimes hurt people are so insulated from further hurt that they are hurting folks without even knowing it, because they've been so blasted, isolated, that everybody that once enjoyed their relationship with you, that everybody that once enjoyed your love, are now wondering, what happened? Where'd you go? Did I just completely destroy a relationship? You leave some people wondering forever, what have I done? And they never get an answer. The only way out of that, as I said for the first 15 minutes here, you got to sit down every day and design your love. Second part of this is maybe the hardest part, and that is to dream your way. Dream your way toward a life that is alive to love. In my book, Radiance, I wrote on page 150 a quote. It's a rather lengthy quote, but boy, it's good. I love being able to read the quotes of people, whether they're spiritual people or intelligent people. I loved Martin Luther King Jr. was the genius of crafting simple words that he could string together and make you just stop in your tracks and ponder what he just said. John Muir, who was a conservationist, a geologist, and a naturalist from about a century or so ago, was a man in love with the wilderness. Excuse me. He absolutely baptized himself in living in the outdoors and going out into the mountains, going out into hiking paths, hitting the nature's path of life. And he was often asked by people about whether he worried about all that time he spent in the woods, in the wilderness, you know, all the dangers. You know, he spent a lot of time where there would be grizzly bears. He spent a lot of time where there could be rattlesnakes and other dangers, not to mention, you know, falling down a ledge or breaking a leg, spraining an ankle. And this was before the time of cell phones and being able to instigate help out your way if you were stranded. John Muir had I'm going to read the quote. He had a response to the potential risks that were inherent to enjoying the wild. Now, if you can put this in the context of what I'm talking about, dream your way toward love, listen carefully to what John Muir said about the potential risks inherent to the wild. He said, "To the timid traveler, fresh from the sedimentary levels of the lowlands, these highways, however picturesque and grand, seem terribly forbidding. Old and dead, gloomy gashes in the bones of the mountains, and all of nature's ways, the ones to be most cautiously avoided." Oh, they are so demanding of our energy and our attentiveness that we should avoid it. Yet, they are full of the finest and most telling examples of nature's love. And though hard to travel, none are safer, for they lead through regions that lie far above the ordinary haunts of the devil and of the pestilence that walks in darkness. True, there are innumerable places where the careless step may be your last step, and a rock falling from the cliff might crush you without warning like a lightning bolt from the sky. But what then? Accidents in the mountains are less common than in the lowlands, and these mountain mansions are decent, delightful, even places to die in compared with the doleful chambers of civilization. Few places in this world are more dangerous than home. Listen to that. Let me read that one sentence one more time. Few places in this world are more dangerous than home. Fear not, therefore, to try the mountain passes. They will kill care, save you from deadly apathy, set you free, and call forth every faculty into vigorous, enthusiastic action. Even the sick should try these so-called dangerous passes, because for every unfortunate one they may kill, they are curing 1,000. I just read that quote like I was eating a fine steak. That tastes so good to my mind and to my hopes. I said at the first 15 minutes here, you need to learn. We should all learn to design our love. Love is not some happenstance thing. Love has to be designed. You need to give yourself a plan, day at a time, one handful of change. And God will, if you give God one handful of change, he'll give you back an acre of life and love and response. But after you're through designing and after you've had some time to design your ideas about love, then dream your way into love. Dream, get out there and dream of being loved. Dream of being a lover. Be the best person at love that you are aware of. And I mean to your friends, to animals, to your job, especially to your significant other or your spouse. Be the best lover you know, because you've dreamed of how to do it well, making sure that you're not just keeping yourself in the safe doldrums of home. Like John Muir said, there are few places in this world more dangerous than home. Just hiding away in the bubble wrap of the safety of heavy walled up margins around you. Home can kill you faster than any rock climbing adventure you may go on. I'm convinced that dreams are the stuff that life is really genuinely made of. Everything that you see in life that has some majestic purpose, everything that has had any kind of a practical purpose was once upon a time a dream. Everybody right now listening to me, you're spoiled rotten with driving your car or being driven somewhere in a car. We are, every one of us, we're living here in the 21st century, and somebody might say, well, they don't make cars the way they used to. You're right. They make them better now. I've got a car that my wife and I drove off of the dealer's showroom floor with about 10 miles on it. 10 miles was on that 2004 Toyota Camry, and now 15 years later, we have 170,000 miles and counting. That car is better than any car I've ever owned because it is dependable, it is comfortable, it takes us where we want to go, when we want to go, and all we got to do is just make sure it's been properly maintained. But do you know, cars today are better because somebody dreamed of a better day. Some engineer, think tank group sat down and they pinned out the dreams of what should be, and then they decided, we're going to make what should be a reality. Dreaming is what creates genuine life. Dreaming is what creates the most practical of items, and dreaming is what is also capable of producing the grandest fantasies, because out of fantasy can be birthed some seed of reality that will then become a life-changing instrument or some kind of life-changing institution. Perhaps you're one of those people that ought to be dreaming of how love can be this fantastic, absolutely delightful ride when it comes to working at a burger joint. That's why I started earlier, making sure that when you're there, you're loving what you do. Not long ago, I heard a story of an adult gentleman with Down syndrome who had been at a particular burger joint. I won't mention the name because I don't know if that's proper for me to do or not, so I won't mention the name, but it's a fast food burger joint. And this Down syndrome gentleman loved his job. He loved the people walking in the doors. He loved the people he was working with. He loved his manager. He loved everything about that purpose in his life, and it gave him life. He had a dream of doing this, and he was living the dream. He was living the dream. So should all of us live the dream. Love what you do, and make sure that when you do it with that sense of love that is giving that purpose, that even if it is, it's the most basic of all purposes, make sure you're doing it with some sense that I'm doing this not for money, but for love. And if I do it for love, money will come to me. There's a saying in the wide world around us that says, do what you love and the money will follow. I believe that. Do what you love, the money will follow. I might find myself in a place where money is a little slim and slender. I know what that's like. I know firsthand what that's like. But you know, all that may be is just an indication to me that it's time for me to get up from the stool of do nothing and go find something that I genuinely love and then do it with all my heart. So design your love. That was the first 15 minutes. Design it every day. Make a plan to love. Second of all, this last 15 minutes of this broadcast is about being a dreamer. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but oh baby, I'm not the only one. One day you'll join us and the world will be WON, one. We're here to dream, folks. We're here to dream, and we're here to dream about being alive to love. I'm alive to love. I'm alive to see to it that every purpose and value in my life has the goodness and the energy of love in what I'm doing. So as I bring this broadcast to a close, I'm going to go for what I have learned to do now over the past several weeks, and that is to pause, make sure that I've got your full attention for these last few minutes, and I want to give you the opportunity to listen to me carefully. There's no way through the radio for you to look me in the eye, but if you could just dream a little bit, see the eyes of love in this guy that's talking to you now, see the eyes of love in the God that's in my heart that's speaking to you, and see in my eyes an opportunity for trust, an opportunity to just be loved in this moment, and listen to me very carefully as I say to you with full intention, I love you. I love you because I know God loves you. I know love because I have found God, and I have found God because I have found love. And I want you to know you're the object of his love. You're the object of my love in this moment. I'm on this broadcast. You're listening to me by this broadcast, whether it's in the radio station or on your computer or on your phone or your tablet, wherever it is, whatever you're doing right now. You are being loved by one person, and that's me. I'm telling you, love is right here. I know that everybody listening to me has some love deficit, and to whatever degree I can, I want to give you one little handful of love in this moment to tell you that life is genuinely worth it. Be alive to love. Don't let all the BS weigh you down and wear you down. You are worth being loved. Thanks for the privilege of your time for the last half hour. I'm Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I'm inviting you to join me on the adventure to be alive to love. Now get up and go. Go dream. Go design. And be alive to love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.